It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
You know, there are a lot of benefits from pretending to have a family. Like at the airport, I get to board planes early a lot. I'll just grab somebody's kid and be like, hey, this is mine. And they usually let me on like right even before the first class people sometimes.
No.
It's great. And then I told the government that I have a few kids that I can't afford to take care of. And they're just like sending me money vouchers for food and stuff. My house is full of milk and cheese and it's great. All because of the fake family that I have. So it can actually be a really good thing if you use it to your advantage. Kind of like Kathy did for today's Awkward Tuesday phone call. If you're just joining us, Kathy is on the phone. She's been searching for a house, finally found the one that she wanted, and her offer has been accepted. But it's contingent on one thing, that they meet her family.
Mm-hmm.
Because when she submitted her offer, she sent a picture along of her and her ex-boyfriend and his niece that they were babysitting at the time, and wrote a big note about how she wanted the house for her new family and they were going to move in and build a life together. And the people who accepted the offer were like, that's great. You're just who we want to buy the house, except we have to meet your family first.
So crazy.
So she has to ask her ex-boyfriend, who she hasn't talked to in over 3 years, to pretend to be her husband so that she can get the house that she wants. Kathy, are you ready to make your phone call?
Yeah, I guess so.
What did you feel like when they first came back to you and said, yeah, great, you got the house as long as we get to meet your family?
Well, the first part of that sentence sounded really great.
Uh-huh.
This is my dream house. This is everything I've been looking for. It's just the family part, which is a little difficult for me.
Right. Well, I'm going to dial his phone number
and
let you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call. Good luck. I hope you can reunite with your family.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Roger. How are you?
I'm good. Who is this?
This is Kathy. It's been a while since we've talked.
Yeah, it has. Why are you calling, Kathy?
How are you doing? You good?
Huh. Yeah, good. Great. Life's good. So why are you calling me?
What? Okay. I know it's been a long time since we've spoken. And the reason that I'm calling you is because I'm in a little bit of a tricky situation, and I need your help.
Oh, my. Really? You're calling me? Of all the people that you would ask for help, you're calling me?
Yeah. I mean, it's really not that big of a deal. I'm not asking a huge favor here. It's not that hard.
So why are you calling me? Why don't you call someone that is your friend or is a part of your life to help you?
Well, you're actually kind of the only person who can help me with this.
Well, how is that possible?
So basically, I have been shopping around for a house. I've been having a hard time finding the right house, but I finally got an offer accepted on the best house, and they chose me. They picked my offer.
Can you just get to the point? I don't know why it matters. I'm not in real estate, so just get to the point, please.
Okay. The reason that they chose my offer was because I included a picture of you as my husband and your niece from when we babysat her. And I said that that was my family, and they were really excited to give the house to a young family, but they want to meet you.
What? Why would you do that?
Well, it's a very effective tool when you put an offer in on a house. You tell them a little bit about your life.
Why would you use a picture of me, of all people? I mean,
well, it was a really cute picture that we took.
Don't go there, Kathy. I don't want to talk about us. What do you want?
Well, I know that you probably hate me, and
I don't hate you. I stopped hating you like a year ago. I just dislike you now.
Well, then it should be really easy for you to help me, then. I need for you to come with me to meet the people so that I can get this house. And then I'll never talk to you again.
Huh. Hell no. No way.
It's just 10 minutes, Roger.
Yeah, sure, Kathy. Yeah, no problem. Let me just tell my real wife that I just need to go out for 10 minutes and pretend to be the husband to my ex-girlfriend. Just for 10 minutes. No big deal. Right, yeah. That's just a small favor.
Please, Roger, I need your help. This house is perfect for me. I feel like, you know, once I get this house, I'll be able to really feel truly satisfied. This is what I need in my life right now.
Wow, this is, you're absurd, Kathy. I mean, I feel like I'm back in a relationship with you again. It's all about you. You, this is so great for me. Me. Are you kidding me? Find someone that actually likes you to do this huge favor, which you think is just not a big deal at all.
What if I give you $100?
$100. Right. How about $1,000, Kathy?
Are you kidding me? I'm not going to give you $1,000 for 10 minutes. Ted, please, Roger, just be reasonable and help me.
I am being reasonable. $1,000. That's very reasonable. And I wasn't done, actually. $1,000. And I want you to go on Facebook and write a very detailed apology to me for being a shitty girlfriend when we were together and talk about what a great guy I was. And I want you to end it by saying how much you miss me and how you don't think you could ever find a guy like me ever again in your life. And you just feel so lucky that you got to spend the time with me that you did. And you will always cherish those memories.
So rad.
I think that's a that's a great idea, Roger.
Hello?
Oh,
hey,
God.
What's up, Roger? How are you?
What is this?
Hey, man.
Oh, hi, Roger.
Who's on the phone?
Roger, how you doing? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
What's this?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
We're on the radio right now?
Yeah. Kathy emailed us saying that she had a problem because she was approved for this house based on the people meeting you as her husband. So she asked if she could call you on our show and find out if you'd do it.
We told her it was going to be a bad idea, but I had no idea how great her bad idea was going to be.
Wow. Yeah, that was a bad idea, Kathy.
Well, Roger, I'm in a pickle, and I needed help, and I figured that these people could help me, because I knew you weren't going to do it.
No, actually, I didn't say I wouldn't do it. I said I'd do it for $1,000 and a detailed, sincere Facebook apology.
Savage.
I know.
Dude,
that's a great idea, Roger.
Every person listening who's ever wanted revenge on their ex wishes they were in your shoes right now, Roger.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
So what do you think, Kathy? Are you going to do it?
No, I'm not going to do it for $1,000 and a long Facebook post.
Are you crazy? I bet if the seller came back to you and said, hey, we'll give you the house for $1,000 extra, you'd give the $1,000 to them.
Yeah, but they probably wouldn't make me apologize to all my friends on Facebook.
Well, it's either that or I guess you don't really want that house. Do you?
Come on, Roger. That's not fair. I mean, I know we have a bad history and everything, but please just do this one thing for us, for the good times.
Tell you what, Kathy. It's really not about the money. So I'll lower the price to $500, but the Facebook apology still stands.
Oh, no.
So, all right.
That's
Kathy,
good deal,
$500, and you have to do that Facebook apology.
Just do it.
It'll be good for you, Kathy.
Come on, Kathy. It sounds like you did really something pretty bad to screw this guy up.
Well, what if I just write, sorry, Roger?
No chance.
And I'll tag you in it.
No. $500 and a lengthy, sincere, detailed Facebook apology.
Come on, Kathy. You'll be in your dream house. It's totally worth it.
Yeah, who cares?
Okay.
You'll do it?
Sure, Roger. Yeah, you got yourself a deal, okay? Bye.
Okay, well, I'll be eagerly watching your Facebook wall. Looking forward to seeing that post.
Okay, so she's got to do the post before you even meet up.
Yeah. I'm not an idiot.
Oh my God, this is the best real estate deal ever.
Yeah. Wow. Who knew buying a house could be so much fun, huh,
yeah,
Kathy?
Right?